Well, I tried to tell you so.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I guess you didn't know.
I don't know.
But now I got the bone.
That is one of my favorite parts of this song.
You lied to me. You lied to me. Yes, I tried. You lied to me. You lied to me. Yes, I cried.
We're back, guys, just in case you guys didn't know.
Right.
It's the return of the cat nap.
Oh!
Return of the cat naps, baby.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Did you guys miss us?
Because we missed you.
We totally missed you guys. We were gone last week due to technical difficulties and a series of unfortunate events. But we're back.
We are back.
Yes.
We're here for you.
Yes. And it's episode 20.
Yay, we're 20.
We're 20.
Oh,
my God. This is so great. This is awesome. Thank you guys for sticking with us for 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
Yeah. And if this is your first time listening, we thank you for joining us. And we hope that you will continue to listen to us. Don't forget to go back and check the archives for episodes 1 through 19. Is it really an archive if it was like our last episode? When does it become an archived episode? When we put it in the archives?
I feel like anything that's not our latest is
it's an archive. Okay, just making sure. You know, I wanted to make sure that we were, you know, on the right path and everything. Anywho, how are you?
I'm good.
Ah,
what about you?
Same here.
Good.
Good, great. Guess what we're doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey. We're smoking on hookah.
Stay alive. Stay alive.
This flavor is delicious.
It's blueberry mint.
Blueberry mint. And we put some peach rum.
Yes, Bacardi rum.
Yeah, some peach Bacardi rum in the chamber. So it's great that way. If you guys are hookah enjoyers, this is the best way to enjoy your hookah. Get like in the chamber, you're going to put two parts water and then one part of your favorite spirit. I usually like to use either a white rum or vodka. And then also put some ice in there. Because it helps it makes it so that it doesn't burn your chest when you're smoking it.
Yeah.
Because girl, when I be at them hookah places, I can't even take a pull, boy. My cilia in my chest, they be going at it. They don't,
right.
I can't do it. So you just put a little ice in. And they try to charge you extra money to put ice in the chamber.
Why?
Man, what? Why? The ice is overflowing and ever flowing here at this bar. Don't be trying to charge me for
that's
no ice.
Up.
That's really whack.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
I can just get a cup of ice from the bartender.
Right. Can I have a cup of ice, please? Because I
hold
definitely
on a second. Don't.
Right.
Don't do it yet.
Right. But yeah, so that is a great way to enjoy your hookah.
Hookah cocktail.
Yeah. Hey, check us out. So what's going on?
What's going on in the world?
Yeah, well, what is going on with the world?
Something crazy has happened, and this happened last week. Malcolm Shabazz, Malcolm X's son, was killed last week.
My goodness.
In Mexico. And it's wild because the family is just so beyond tragic,
yeah.
Things that happened to them.
Yeah.
Malcolm X was shot. Betty Shabazz died in a fire.
Which Malcolm Shabazz started.
Right, when he was 13. And it's so, and you know, it's kind of sad because, like, I read an interview with him, a little bit of an interview, and he said that he never thought that his grandma would come through the fire to get him. He thought that she would escape out of the fire escape. And it, from watching the movie,
Betty and Coretta,
you can clearly see that from his environment. You know, it's no wonder why he became a troubled kid,
mm-hmm.
But it's so sad because I'm sure in some way he had to regret what he did, you know, at least a little bit. And just to hear him say or to see that he said that he just never thought that she would come through the fire to save him. He probably saw that no one really cared about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad. But just a couple of days ago, two suspects in his death investigation or murder investigation were arrested. And they say, according to the BBC, they say that at least three more, they're looking for three more suspects. Yeah.
Wow.
And the way the story goes was he was going to Mexico to, I guess, do some protesting or something like that with Mexican workers, like labor workers in the United States. So it was something good.
Right.
And the person that he went with was a Mexican union worker. Or I'll say, I think it was a Mexican union worker. And they went to this bar, and I guess they found this girl who was a prostitute or whatever, but I think they were just having drinks with her at this bar. They were laughing at the bar.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and supposedly they had a $1,200 bill, and the bar owner, whoever, told them that they had to pay. The friend or the union worker, I guess they got into a fight because he wasn't going to pay all that money. Got into a fight. The dude left, came back. And when he came back, he found Malcolm on the ground, severely beaten up.
Jeez.
And he took him to the hospital. And when he took him to the hospital, he died.
From the injuries. Mm-hmm. That is so sad. It's
super sad.
How old was he? Like 28?
Yeah, 28.
Wow. Wow. Tragic.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is really wild.
Tijuana.
Tijuana. Because remember from our last show when we told you guys how to pronounce it properly, Tijuana. I don't know. I'm not about Mexico. People getting their heads chopped off. They getting kidnapped as soon as they get off the plane. I'm good. And it's really sad because Mexico is such a beautiful country from what I see on Google. Because I'm never going there. But from the pictures that I see, it looks like a very beautiful country. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that, you know, they've got things like that going on over a $1,200. What were they drinking in Mexico for $1,200?
Yo, I'm assuming that she must have been like an $1,150 prostitute.
If you're racking up a bill for $1,200 in Mexico, I need you to have at least 100 people drinking.
Yeah, at least 100 people.
Like, because I don't understand. Everything is dirt cheap over there. Mm. Whoa. Well, it's really sad that that happened, and prayers go out to the Shabazz family.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really sad. It's really tragic.
Too tragic. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just unnecessary. And something's really shady and shifty about the friend.
Completely shady. And you know what? You know what's interesting about it all is that he wrote on his, like, Facebook something about, like, FBI conspiracies, like, in March.
Wow.
So it's just, all of it is, I mean, all of it's just.
Yeah, it's really fishy.
Fishy.
Something stinks in Denmark. If you guys could see me, I was giving the detective squint eye.
Right.
Like, something's going on.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I hope they catch the rest of them.
Yeah, me too. I mean, good grief. Five people to kill one person? Good God. Like, and the boy was frail. He wasn't like some big old... Jeez Louise. Oh, awful. So sad to hear about it. We're going to move on to something else. Not to say that this is any happier, but apparently Jaden Smith, for his 15th birthday, he requested of his parents, who are Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, to be emancipated.
Yes.
He wants to be emancipated.
Yes.
From what?
No one knows.
I mean, his parents are like the most free-spirited people on the earth.
Yeah, for some Hollywood folk.
Right. And for him to say he wants to be emancipated, to do what? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Okay, this is what Will Smith said. He said, "Dad, I want to be emancipated." And then Will continued, "I know if we do this, he can be an emancipated minor because he really wants to have his own place. That's the backlash. On the other side, if kids want to have a command of their lives, I understand."
Okay. So, with that being said, does that mean that Jaden wants to be able to pay his own bills and have a mortgage?
I have no clue.
Like, what does a 15-year-old know about taking care of house and home like that?
No clue. Like, listen, like, if you really want to live on your own or something like that, like, Will, you and Carlson live in a pool house.
Put him in a pool house. Right. Put Buddy in a pool house. Like, no, you could go into the guest house and live on your own.
Anytime.
Okay?
It's like a home away from home.
I'm sure Will and Jada would be much, you know, inclined or pleased to build him a pool house in the back of their house if they don't have one already.
Right, if they don't have one.
For him to go and live in. Or a guest house. Or what you call them? In-laws quarters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure they would build him one.
Something.
Like a replica house, even.
You're 15. Like, sir, why do you need to be on your own?
Have a seat.
What is going on?
I don't know why. Look, let me tell you something. I'm an adult, and I pay bills and do all that adult stuff, and I hate it. Yo. I wish I was 15 and had some parents to take care of me.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
and drive me around and do all the things that I need to do that I didn't have to do. What?
Unfortunately, sometimes I be wanting everything. I be wanting, God forbid, let me knock on wood that none of this happens, but I be wanting state assistance. I be wanting Social Security.
What? Girl!
I want inheritance.
Yes!
I want the lottery sometimes.
I need it all.
You know, when shit be going on, when shit gets real, it's like, oh, you be just thinking that, like, Lord
Jesus, let me win the lotto.
Something.
Good God.
Damn.
And he talking about something. He wants to be emancipated.
He has been in, like, 4 movies. He was in The Pursuit of Happiness, mm-hmm. The Day the Earth Stood Still. Uh-huh. Karate Kid and After Earth, which he's going to be starring at the end of the month
with his father. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, God.
That's a problem in itself. So we're not even sure this is going to sell right.
But you know what? With M. Night Shyamalan, I really had high hopes for him because of The Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense was a good movie.
Yo, it was a good-ass movie.
What the hell?
It was one of the most suspenseful movies. You see it now, you're like, eh.
Right, but in the theater, yo, watching that, I was like, whoa! Like, literally,
especially,
you know.
Especially when that girl.
Oh, my God. The girl from under the bed with the pine saw.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
But every other movie after that has been such a letdown. However.
People like Signs, though.
People love Signs. People love Signs. You know what? That's true. People love Signs. And then there was like a theory.
People love laughing at Unbreakable.
Unbreakable? I didn't even see that.
That was with Samuel L. Jackson.
When he was the glass man? He had glass bones? Oh,
he
God.
He had falling downstairs.
Sir? I need you to walk in a bubble, okay? But then there was this theory that like any movie that M. Night Shyamalan produces or directs, whatever, just as long as he's not in the movie, it's a good movie.
Don't he like being in all the movies?
He wasn't in The Sixth Sense.
Was he in Signs?
He wasn't. Was he in Signs?
I never finished watching Signs.
No, he wasn't in Signs.
Interesting.
Yeah, he wasn't in Signs. Yeah, that was a theory that I heard. But then there was another movie that I watched that was okay with M. Night Shyamalan.
Was it The Last Airbender?
Oh, God.
Was he in that movie?
No, he wasn't in that movie. And that was an awful movie. Awful. The Last Airbender was awful. And I had such high hopes for it. Because I don't know if anybody ever watches the cartoons. But the cartoons are amazing. Like, I mean, one day I just sat down and watched it. I was like, this is a good... Like, it was a show. It wasn't a cartoon. It was definitely not for kids. It was very advanced, you know, developed. It was really good. So I was like, oh, my God, there's a live-action Last Airbender movie. Then everybody was like, oh, well, M. Night Shyamalan directed it. And at that point in time, like, I hadn't really seen all of his movies for me to say, oh, well, it's going to be a crappy movie. It was a crappy movie.
Damn.
However, I do love Lady in the Water. That is the worst movie, one of the worst movies in the world, I would say. But I love it. It's one of my guilty pleasure movies. Ari asked on Twitter the other day, like, what is one of your favorite worst movies? And Lady in the Water takes the cake for me. It's so awful. I can't even begin to explain it to you guys how awful that movie is. But I love it. I love it. Me and my best friend, like, we'll sit there and watch it anytime it comes on. I think I have it on DVD. Not here in New York. It's in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that
That's
movie.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
But question.
Yeah.
If your child wanted to be emancipated from you, what do you think that she would do?
At 15?
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
You would say bye?
Bye.
Okay, so what if they left and they realized that they couldn't make it on their own?
Oh, then welcome back? Oh, yeah, I would definitely welcome my child back, yes. But if you want to emancipate, please, by all means. And have a nice, don't ask me for nothing. Don't ask me for nothing while you're emancipated. Okay. Until you come back and say, Mom, I couldn't make it on my own. I need your help. Oh, with open arms, I'm going to take my child back. However, there's no fighting, no fussing, no nothing. I'm granting you your wish. Why would it, I don't get it. I don't get it. What would you do?
I think I would probably be devastated. I feel like I would, like, what you mean you want to leave? I made some pictures of, from what? Like, what did I do? Like, I feel like I would probably be so dramatic if my child wanted to do that. I give you everything. You know what I mean?
Like, oh my God.
Everything.
I just got Joan Crawford from you when you did that.
By the way, that was on the other day.
I know, on Mother's Day.
Yes, it was.
The damn irony.
Yes, I was watching that and I was like, this is not a blip.
I have seen though what they doing. I'm playing Mommy Dearest on Mother's Day.
I have seen it, Nick. I got to it right at your part when she said, don't fuck with me.
Fuck. Yo, yeah. I love that part.
Do you guys like Mommy Dearest? Because we love that movie.
It is my favorite movie, Mommy Dearest. I absolutely love it. There's so many quotables.
There's so many quotables.
Cheetah, bring me the axe. Man, what are you doing out there?
So many quotables, so many good outfits.
Oh my God, her outfits were fantastic. I wonder if the real Joan Crawford dressed like that.
I'm sure she did.
Oh, because Faye Dunaway was giving it to us in that movie.
Especially because the daughter wrote the book.
That's right.
I'm sure she
read the book.
Yeah, I'm sure she told her everything. But yeah, I think I'll probably be devastated. And probably after, you know, I gotta be indecisive about things.
I gotta be the Libra.
I'll probably like...
Okay, go ahead. No, you can't.
I'll maybe emancipate them after like a month of thinking about it or something like that. I'll probably be reluctant to bring them back in. Like, if they couldn't make it on their own.
So now what? Couldn't make it on your own, huh?
It's been so nice without you here. I already turned your room into a game room.
See?
I'm kidding. Ooh. No, dude. But, yeah.
I turned your room into a library.
Something. I changed your room into a closet.
Right.
I changed your room into a garden.
And like, now that I've saved all this money because I don't have to spend it on you, I bought myself a whole new wardrobe.
Right. I'll change my room, into everything. I've changed to a recycling center. People come here to recycle things.
Yeah.
We're going green. In your room.
In your room.
Your old room.
Not your room anymore. In the room that you used to stay
in. That's so evil. That is so evil.
Yeah, I would definitely, I wouldn't have any, bye. I'll grant you your emancipation, and I'll be waiting for you to come back, because I know that you're not going to make it at 15. If a child's on...
You can't even get a job. Like, I mean, granted, he's an actor. So that's a little bit different, but
he's still going to need an adult to be able to find things for him, because I'm sure he cannot manage his money on his own. He's still going to need an adult.
You can't get no credit card.
Exactly, sir. So have a nice day. You can't drive nowhere. You can't drive. Not at 15. You cannot drive. So please let me know what you plan to do. What, you just want to get your own apartment? Just ask your parents for that.
Go live with the Simmons. Something. You know what I'm saying? Like, they love giving their kids apartments. Just, they'll make you do a lesson or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. Mom, paying bills is hard.
Welcome to the family, Jaden Simmons.
Jaden Simmons.
Oh my gosh. Him and Ziggy can do a little song together.
Yeah.
Do they have a song already?
I feel like they do.
Probably not. We are too old for this.
We are. I can't keep up with these kitties.
Shit, what can you keep up with?
Love and Hip Hop, baby. Woo, child. Did y'all watch Love and Hip Hop on Monday? Monday, not Monday.
I heard
Monday.
You.
Because I'm, you know, that's how they say it in Atlanta. Monday. That's how they say it in the South. Oh, my gosh. What's his name? Stevie J is a creep. He's disgusting. Ugh. I just don't like him. At all.
He's a snake and he's slimy.
He is. It's gross. And he's so manipulative.
Completely.
And I don't understand why they keep falling for it. Ugh. Like, he could not come at me. Like, the way... Okay, for those of you guys who didn't watch it, and if you don't care to watch it, then stop listening to this part. Fast forward. I don't know how many minutes, but fast forward. But... Because I know some people who listen to our podcast be like, I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. Okay, well, boo. We're talking about it. So fast forward. Anywho, Jocelyn wanted him to bring her contract. And so she was getting fed up because, you know, she's mixing business with pleasure with him. And so he just was taking a lot of liberties as far as the business side is concerned, since they are you know, having relations.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you, when she said, I don't want Stevie to be cheating on me.
Cheating on you? Ma'am, you are the mistress. What are you talking about?
I don't think she's the mistress.
You think Mimi's the mistress? Yikes. Wow.
Because.
Look at how the tables have turned.
If you look at it, like, he lets Jocelyn
do anything
step all over Mimi.
He does.
And he said in that garage when Benzino was in there when he went to go confront him or whatever, he was pretty much saying, like, he's like, you are jeopardizing my relationship. He said that. Mm. I think Mimi is the side chick.
Damn, Mimi.
Like, Stevie J cares nothing about Mimi, like, whatsoever.
He doesn't.
And it always goes back to Jocelyn.
This is just so disgusting.
Like, he, to me, of course, it's obvious. He just wants to control everything.
Right, definitely.
But, yeah, so I don't, yeah, cheating. Yeah.
She said.
He's going to cheat on her.
He's cheating on me.
He's going to cheat on her with brace face.
That thing there.
And the tattoo scar.
What is wrong with her? I don't want to see her face. You know what? It just goes to show that Stevie J is just the lowest of the low. Just scum. If he could take that. Now, don't get me wrong. Last season, Jocelyn did kind of look like a man. Mm-hmm. Her features were very sharp.
You think they gave her a little fuller?
I think maybe. I think that's what it is. I think they filled her face a little bit. Because when she, that arrest, like, she has a mugshot. And her face was very full in that picture. And I was like, oh, she looks very feminine there. She lost too much weight. And she lost a lot in her face. And so, and her jaw, you know, her jawbones are, and her cheekbones are very sharp. And but I think they give her a little filler. So she's a lot softer and more feminine now. And so she, I mean, she looks good. She's hot.
Did you notice, though, last night's episode, because Benzino, he was accused of texting Jocelyn at, like, 6 in the morning, talking about, like, hey, sexy. And he was also accused of, he apparently told Carly Reddy that they had sex, right?
That's what he said to Carly. That's what Carly said.
That's what Carly said.
Right.
But he was like, why would I want to do that? She's a prostitute. Stevie J said she doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Homegirl called Mimi Molly the Maid. He called her Molly the Maid, too.
He sure did.
Over it.
Over it. You gotta get out of here, ma'am.
Over it. He doesn't care about you.
She doesn't do that anymore.
He was quick.
You know what? I'm over this Jocelyn and Stevie J relationship. However, it does make for great TV.
What makes for better TV, though? Who makes for better TV on the show?
K. Michelle. Woo! Damn it, I can't remember the melody for the song that she sang last night. But her and Rashida are fighting. Yeah, and so Rashida's husband, who is suspected to be homosexual, came to visit K. Michelle to discuss her throwing a glass candle.
That was still lit.
And with hot wax.
Girl, about to burn this place down.
Girl, don't come up in my house doing that. Ma'am. This is my housewarming. You fucking up my carpet. You messing up my rooms to go furniture. I haven't even finished paying it off yet. My easy rental furniture. Easy rental makes life easy. Did y'all have that up here?
No. We got Rent-A-Center.
It was like Rent-A-Center. Actually, Rent-A-Center bought Easy Rental out. But you messing up my easy rental furniture. Throwing candles and hot wax on people. Anyway, so Kirk came to confront her about it. Yeah, Kirk.
Kirk.
Okay, whatever. I'm not his mom.
I said Kirk.
So he comes to confront K. Michelle, and she's like, get out my face. And then she starts to sing this song.
First of all, she said that he looked like he shopped at Claire's.
She's like, look at him. I ain't never seen a man look like a walk-in Claire's boutique. Okay, Michelle, you gotta stop it.
You gotta go.
She had me rolling. However, I hope that she's not like that all the time with people as far as when it comes to her professional life. Because then I could understand why she doesn't have you know, any records or anything like that dropped. I could definitely understand that if she carries on like that. Ma'am, you're going to have to get your own label and do like Soulja Boy did.
Something.
If that's the case.
She's not doing anything like Soulja Boy.
If you carry on like that.
She looked like she don't know how to work up.
Yeah, she's got her work.
Oregon Trail.
Okay, Michelle, you're going to have to do better. Because that's uncool. I mean, I honestly do like Kay Michelle. I'm probably one of the ones, you know, one of the rare ones who like her. I see something in her. I know she's very passionate about her music. She's very passionate about everything.
Deep down.
I do. But there's something there that makes her angry. I don't know what it is, but something is in there that she has not discussed that she's holding on to that makes her so angry.
She's talking about what I do be in her.
Maybe that's what it is. She needs to go to therapy and deal with it.
And I'm sure before him, it was someone beating her,
but
whatever,
something
but,
else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something
because
else.
She's got a lot of anger. Yeah, it. Boom. So she's just got a lot going on, and you know she needs to deal with that. Aside from that, though, I know that she has a good heart. But I can see that she has a good heart and that she's, you know, a good person and she could be a good friend. She's just really hot tempered, but that's because she's hot tempered because she's hiding something. I don't know what it is, but there's something there that she's masking, She masks it by getting elevated and, you know, hot tempered and hot at the mouth. However, her cursing Kirk out had me on the floor. I was on the floor.
You know what had me dying? Well, the doctor told her she needs to go out and eat Harmony.
Yes! And she was like, you insulting me. I done got all this work done.
What you think K. Michelle E. Harmony name would be? Come and get it?
Come and get with a K. It'd be come and get it. G-I-T.
I was thinking about that last night. I was like, I'm too tired to tweet.
What'd she call her? These euphemisms that people have for vaginas. Her woo-ha.
Yes.
Her Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
All these other names. You know what? First of all, I didn't want to be... those are some intimate details that
we didn't need to be there.
We did not need to be there. Why are people discussing... I'm sorry. Don't invite me to your gynecological visits with you. I don't want to go.
No,
I don't want to go with you. No, thank
That's
you.
That's not one of damn cameras either.
What? This is ridiculous.
No, sorry.
I mean, I can be there for moral support for you if you're, like, going to get checked for, like, cancer or something like that. I'll wait. Other than that, I don't want to go and check to see why your vagina is not getting wet. No, I don't. I don't want to go. I'm sorry. No. That's where I draw the line. We're not friends anymore if you ask me to do that.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
We're no longer friends. Wait, you're asking way too much of me for me to do that.
Way too much. But what about the new guy and his girl, Drew and what's her name, Tracy?
They are so whack.
Like, I was confused. I was like, who are these people?
Like, okay, so basically Drew is Chris Brown's DJ.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why Chris Brown needs a DJ.
Everybody needs a DJ, right?
I guess. Anywho, so this guy Drew and Tracy, I believe she's a radio personality in Atlanta.
Oh, I believe it because she sounds like one.
Yeah, she's a radio personality. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's getting paid and she could have $25,000 to drop for people. But anywho, they are going in on a shoe store venture.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he wants to open up a shoe store and sell, like, you know, a boutique shoe store that sells, you know, nice shoes for rich, famous people. And so he asked her to be an investor in the business and basically kind of bribed her because the thing is he's never home. He's always out on tour. And so he said that if she invests in this business, he'll be home more for their son. And so that was the way that he kind of like pulled her in.
Why is that like a give and take to see his son?
Right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was some lame ass shit.
I couldn't even believe
it. Clearly I didn't hear that last night.
Yeah, no, it's like in the other episodes, that's when he started talking about it.
I didn't see the last episode.
Oh, in the last episode, yeah.
In the last episode,
he talked about it and how she was like, okay, fine, I'll invest in this business, but you need to be home more. This needs to be something.
Whoa. So she brought that up, not him first?
He did. Oh, I can't, you know what? I can't speak with complete certitude if he or she brought it up. However, it was agreed that if she invested in this business, it was going to be for him to be home more. And it was going to be for their family.
That's They're not a family.
They're not a family. Ma'am, you guys are not together. You guys have a kid together, yes, but that's it. And so, she obviously still has feelings for him.
Clearly.
It's clear. And so, she goes over there to drop off the $25,000 check so they can start the business. And he's acting funny style and not opening the door. So, he like, you know, pulls it open, pulls it back, like, what you want? And she's like, what you mean what I want? I got $25,000. I'm trying to give it to you. So, she finally lets her in, and then she sees the girl that he was sleeping with there. And that just made her blow a gasket. Like, she totally flipped. I mean, flew off the handle. Ma'am, y'all are not together. He is free to have anyone in his house that he wants to. However, Drew, you dumb as hell. Because I would have had, what he called them, the Taha. I can't remember what the TH. It's an acronym for these hoes ain't about shit or something. And so that's a new shirt that he has. And it's THAHA.
You know what? I'm going to need these people to put a moratorium on the things that they decide to come out with. Clearly, you can come up with something better. Sir, you should not be talking about no damn shoes, trying to sell no women no damn shoes.
Right.
And, like, first, what are you doing? What are you doing? What you know about shoes? Just because you did your hair like a woman, that's makes you think you know about shoes?
So, he's got these, whatever. He's got this girl in the house.
Relax, lately.
And my thing is, all right, cool. You knew it was Tracy coming at your door like that. Tell the girl to chill out in the room, get the check, y'all talk y'all business. It's not like she's going to go into your room and say, who in there? Right. She doesn't have any right to do that. Tell the girl to chill, get the check, and be out. I mean, I'm sure the reason why he didn't do that was for TV, for the drama, I guess. Because it would have been too easy for him to just, you know, get the check and go. Because I really didn't understand what the big deal was. And she was trying to fight the girl. And first of all, Miss Thang... in the pink, whatever your name was, you are real spody. Sitting over there like, what you getting mad for? That shit would have made me fly off the handle.
That was kind of funny, though.
She was rude. Ma'am, know your place. Know your role. Know your role. Know your role. You were sly.
She...
what'd she call her? Popcorn?
She did. But to the girl's defense, she called her a bitch for no reason. When she was sitting there.
She did.
She didn't say nothing to her.
She
was just sitting there, and she got called a bitch, and she was... Just because you're the baby mother, don't mean you can call anybody anything you want to.
Right. Don't call me on my
name. There has to be a level of respect from anybody.
Right.
Or from everybody.
Right. And so I already see that this is going to be an issue. Don't go into business with each other, please.
No.
If this is any indication of how your business partnership is going to be, end it now.
I don't believe that exes should be in business with each other.
I don't believe so either.
So, I don't even know.
The only business you guys need is your child, and that's the only business.
I don't know what any of that was about. I was looking at, like, what? What? I'm so...
I mean, but then you saw her crying, like, all this shit that you do affects me. The way you... Ma'am?
No.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It really doesn't. You are honestly, obviously, well off. If you had $25,000 to be able to write a check and knew that it wasn't going to bounce... $25,000, you are doing well right now.
Completely.
You're
well.
Fine. You don't need him. You don't need him.
And not for no money.
Right. And she clearly needs him emotionally, not financially or anything like that.
You gotta let that shit go.
You gotta let it go. It was gross. He was like, oh, men are not naturally monogamous, so why should I fight nature? You know what?
Turn off the TV. He didn't even have to say that.
Y'all not together. Turn off the TV. I really did.
You
as
did.
Soon as he said, I turned it right off. I turned off the TV and I was like, let me just wait for this part to be over. I it turned was, it back on. It wasn't off yet.
It was it so off. Funny though when she got in that van. Oh, I hate minivans.
Why was she riding in a minivan?
I don't know.
Ma'am, get a town car.
She sat in the back seat.
I
was like, who's driving?
Right. Get in a town car. Anywho.
Yeah, anywho.
Loving hip-hop.
Since we love TV so much, clearly, and we recapped a little bit, or a good amount of of Love and Hip-Hop.
Yes.
I was super sad on Friday.
Yeah.
Why? Because so many shows got canceled.
It was outrageous.
Okay. Let me just go through the list of some shows that got canceled. Not even just our favorites.
Go through it.
Deception with Megan Good.
Good. I'm glad that show.
Animal Practice.
I'm kind of sad about that.
Guys with Kids. That show actually wasn't bad.
I never watched it.
It got canceled. Smash.
Is that the show with Jennifer Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that was going to get canceled, though. Did they say that?
They moved it to Saturday.
No, I don't know. Maybe I had a psychic vision or something. Because I saw a commercial for it, and I was like, I thought the show was canceled. I was like, this show was supposed to be canceled. But it did. So, let's move on.
Up All Night finally got canceled. And they were supposed to go to, like, a new format in their show. Didn't even get to do that. I never came back.
Boo.
Whitney.
Good.
16 Pen.
Oh, I knew that wasn't going to last.
Private Practice on ABC.
That was on for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ben and Kate on Fox.
Oh, yeah, I knew that one.
Go On.
Oh.
Touch with Kiefer Sutherland.
Never watched
it. You know what's funny with that one, though? Is that they're bringing 24 back.
That's what I heard.
They're bringing it back for, like, 2 episodes. 2 hours each.
And then what? That's it?
And that's it. Like, it's like a special.
Oh. Why? Did 24 get canceled, or was there a series finale?
I think it was a series finale.
Why are they bringing it back then?
Because people love 24.
But then why bring it back for just two-hour episodes and not an actual show?
I don't know. I didn't really watch the show, so I'm not sure.
Not a guy, but people
actually,
do love it.
To be honest, I don't know if it got canceled or if it...
So it was a series finale.
I can't say that.
Okay.
Back a long time ago, Don't Trust the Bee, Mob Doctor. That show was boring as all hell. Mob Doctor.
Never even
I tried
heard of
to
it.
Watch for like 20 minutes and I was like, this shit is whack. Goodbye. CSI New York.
Whoa.
Got canceled. The New Normal. Can I tell you, I laid on the floor and kicked my leg. I was that upset.
Oh my god.
I can't believe myself. Like, I was on the couch like, no. I was literally flapping around before I flopped on the floor. Ask Amber.
No.
She saw me.
She saw you do it.
Yeah, my other roommate came in and she was like, what's going on?
No.
Like, I had the shakes.
Oh my god.
I love the normal.
I love the New Normal.
Oh, Happy Endings was my show that got canceled. Hopefully that show will be picked up like by TBS or something like that. I think it would do better.
I think it would do better on TBS, definitely.
Then 90210 got canceled, and I thought that it lasted pretty long.
It did.
And Cult. Cult got canceled as well. I didn't go through all the list, through the whole list, but a lot of shows were canceled.
Damn.
Look, CSI New York has been on for 9 seasons.
Wow. And they didn't even get to do a series finale?
It's not.
I never like series finales anyway. Wow. Because shows that I like, I feel like they're my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get, attached and connected to these shows. And every series finale, of course, is always sad. And everybody's saying goodbye and they're leaving. And, y'all know I don't like feelings. And I don't like crying. And series finales always make me do that. I don't like. Like the Frasier one, let me tell y'all something. I watch Frasier every day on Netflix. I watch it every day. And I refuse to watch that last episode.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
And on the last one, yeah. He, like, sings live. Not doing it. I don't like series finales. I never like them.
I felt that way just recently about Don't Trust the Bee and Apartment 23 because that got canceled, like, mid-season. And I want to say that I haven't really been watching, like, regular TV until the season. Mm-hmm. I'll say, like, last season shows that I got really attached to some good TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like, every now and then, or for the past few years, it's just been, like, a couple shows here and there that I really like.
Right.
But there was, like, a whole slew of shows that I, like, truly and honestly enjoyed. And Don't Trust the Bee was one of them. Like, I would laugh until I cried. Like, and it was, like, the 90s again. Like, it was really, really good. And when it got canceled, I was like, oh my gosh. I felt like I was in shock for a couple of days.
Right,
like,
definitely.
Dang, like, because I didn't watch the show, like, as it came on. But it was like, what do I have forward to look, like, what do I look forward to now?
Right. Southland got canceled, didn't it?
Yes! Oh my gosh! My show! Southland on TNT. And the bad part about that is it used to be on NBC, got canceled, and then TBS brought it up. And the season finale of Southland was crazy. One of the cops killed someone in the very last, he was so mad, he was chasing this guy, caught up, and he bashed his head into the ground, because, like, he was going through, like, some post-traumatic stress disorder, and cops came out, they were looking for a suspect, helicopters, because it takes place in Los Angeles, And he was dressed in plain clothes. Saw him and they killed him tons of times. And this dude almost died in one of the seasons. It was a whole... It was very upsetting.
Very upsetting. Did the middle make it?
Looks like it. Yeah.
I haven't watched the middle in a while.
Yeah, that's still on. Suburban Story is still on. Mm-hmm. Once Upon a Time. Modern Family. Modern Family. And yeah. Get rid of Modern Family.
I was scared that Once Upon a Time would get canceled. Because it's kind of cheesy, but I do love Once Upon a Time. I love, love, love that show. Yeah. Go On was actually really funny. And I told you guys this, you know, in another episode, but I had to give it a second try because I first watched it and I was like, I don't get this show. It's not funny. And then I gave it a second try and it was actually really funny. So I'm kind of sad that it got canceled. I really thought it was going to make through. However, I am happy that the Mindy Project is still here.
Yes.
Because we were worried about the Mindy Project. But that show is funny.
People love that show.
Yeah. And of course, Bob's Burgers made it. Thank God.
Yes. Yo. Bob's Burgers is hysterical.
Oh my gosh. That show just keeps me cracking up. But you know what? I knew that a lot of these shows were going to get canceled because there's just way too much TV for us to watch. There's so many things for us to watch. No one could watch. No, there's not enough eyeballs to watch all these shows that we've been bombarded with. And, you know, before it just used to be network TV. All we had to worry about was ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Now we've got TNT. We've got TBS. We've got FX. We've got Comedy Central. We've got A&E. We've got
AMC.
Right. The History Channel. The Discovery Channel. Bravo. All these different networks now, everybody's showing some kind of TV show. It's maniacal. There's no way for you to be able to keep up.
House of Cards.
Right, House of Cards. Hemlock, yeah. You know, Hemlock Grove and the two, you know, the three new shows on the Amazon Prime and then Hulu exclusives. Speaking of that, One Life to Live and All My Children, new episodes can now be found on Hulu Plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
But however, Erica Kane did not come back to All My Children.
I don't know who that is.
Don't say that.
Sorry. I don't...
Susan Lucci?
I know Susan Lucci is, but I don't know anything about the character. Nope. No.
Oh, my God. But you know what? People probably feel the same way about the lady that just died who was on Young and the Restless. I never watched Young and the Restless.
See, my mom never watched soap opera. Probably because she wasn't home. Mm-hmm. So when I was, like, with my grandma, something like that, both of my grandmas loved CBS.
Okay, yeah.
So it was like Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless, and Guiding Light. Like, Guiding Light was my grandma's favorite out of all of them.
Never watched CBS ones. I always watched the ABC and NBC ones. However, there was one called Passions, and I told you about it. Awful. That was the worst soap opera ever. I don't know where it came from. It was a travesty on ice. But yeah, now you can find those on Hulu. Hulu exclusive.
Wow.
For you guys who are out there wanting to watch that.
Hopefully they'll have some good shows for us, some more good shows next season. You don't think so?
We don't need any more.
Okay.
We don't need any more. Well, now that The Office is going off, so there's going to be a time slot there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Southland is going off. Oh, yeah, 30 Rock. 30 Rock. Yeah, definitely there's going to be. I just don't know. I just don't have... I can't even breathe now just thinking about all these TV shows. I'm overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with all this TV that there is to watch. My DVR can only hold so much.
Oh my gosh.
I can only watch so much on Hulu. It's overwhelming. Sometimes, no, but really, me and Jessica have the same feeling. Like, when you, like, miss, like, 3 weeks of a show, it's just like, God, I don't even want to go onto Hulu to watch this because I have 3 weeks of, like, you know, the Thursday night lineup. There used to be four different shows that we would all watch. And let's just say you weren't home for four Thursdays in the month. It's like, wow, I've got like 16 shows for me to watch. Like, I can't do this right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, so it gets overwhelming. It's just like, you know what? It's just like a stack of bills. You know what? I just don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I don't. And then that's when I have my marathons and then I feel better. But yeah, TV, it can be overwhelming with all the stuff that there is to watch. My God. Anyway. Did any of you guys have any shows that you liked that got canceled? We would love to hear about them.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Don't forget to hit us up on Catnaps and Cognac on Twitter. Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. You can email us as well at catnaps.ncognac@gmail.com. You know, we love when you guys talk to us. Mm-hmm. We really, really do. We have a lot of fun when you guys talk to us.
Yes, yes.
What's next on the agenda?
Well, real quick, just to go over something that I cannot stand because I like doing that sometimes.
What's that?
Things I can't stand. Okay, Ariel's gripes. You know what grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears?
Shit on Instagram that don't need to be there.
Like what?
Okay, like tons of selfies. Like, just walk around with a mirror in front of your face.
Right.
How about that? Because so you can see yourself all the time.
We all know what you look like.
Every day, we know what you look like. I don't like memes on Instagram. That's meant for Tumblr. I love memes. Is that meant for Instagram?
No.
As well as screenshots of stupid conversations. Take that out.
But no one cares.
No.
Put that shit on Tumblr, too.
Yeah.
No one will see that on Instagram.
Or, anything silly like that. So, I decided to create a photo challenge, and it's just called I'm Different. Just like, you know, like a regular photo challenge, just different things like colors and whatnot. But those are the rules. No selfies, no memes. Everything has to be original, so you have to take the picture. And
no tweetgrams.
No tweetgrams. Yes, no tweetgrams. Text or tweet. Like, how does that sound?
What?
Tweetgram.
Who created that? I hate it.
I don't know. I don't know who said, but it started on Monday, and so far, so good. And yeah. I'm so happy because I honestly thought it was just going to be me and a couple people doing it, but it's people that I have no clue who they are doing the challenge. So we'll put the like link up for you guys to see what the challenge is. Take pictures because it's so fun, and like it's challenging me because there are some different applications that I never use that are making my pictures like really, really great.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm putting text on them and stuff like that. So it's super fun. So just a couple of tips that I found for taking your pictures so you can have fun with it. Like I said, you can add text to it to make it fun. There's one called Fonto on iPhone and on Android. And there's one called Typesetter. And that one is free, and it's really, really good font that you can use. Different can blur things. Just move the angles for your pics. Like, don't just stand in front of something and take a pic. Like, move to the left, move to the right, move it higher up, tilt your phone so the shot is more dynamic. And don't be afraid of certain things like getting like wet, like getting in there. You know what I'm saying? Take pictures of puddles, of fountains, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything that fits your fancy. Just think about the shot before you take the shot and put it online. Because right. When Instagram was first created, it was created for photographers.
Right.
To display their pictures, and I feel like it just needs to get back to that. But something funny with this whole thing. So I was using the hashtag ACPhotoAday, because those are my initials, Ariel Sheree. And turns out it was being used.
The hashtag
was being used by a, out of all things, a cloth diaper company. I have no clue where they're based. But as soon as people put up pictures for the challenge I created, I got like a couple comments on my Instagram talking about, can you guys change yours because we're using it, we're into this challenge, and yeah. And then another one was calling me a thief. They're like, you're stealing! Like, I had no clue.
Yikes.
I'm sorry. Like, I truly, truly am. But no, I'm not changing the hashtag. You don't own hashtags.
Exactly.
And
so get over yourself.
The company is called Apple Cheeks. And I'm sorry, but that's just bad branding. Don't you think that you wanted to create something else different? Considering, like, thank God it was me and not Anderson Cooper that took over this hashtag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I definitely get where they're coming from, but yo, the trolls were out trolling all of these different pictures that people were putting up. Like, you guys are, we're going to piss off a lot of North American parents. Like, yo, chill.
What? Nobody even knows about your diapers cloth company. Get the fuck out of here.
They were really upset. So upset. So that was just a little funny thing that was happening. Oh, not only that, they ended up, like, posting their challenge again. And they're all saying, like, we claim the hashtags, we're the originals. Like, no one's checking for you, I'm sorry.
No one gives a kick.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, we're having fun. We're having fun. Your participants are having fun. So let everyone just have fun and let that be that. And they're trying to say, like, oh, it's hard to tell whose pictures are whose. Like, yo, the only things in your pictures are diapers and babies.
Exactly. Like, so it's not that hard.
And I understand that you want to feel entitled to it. I completely do, but...
Do you have anything... Do you have the color white as one of your challenge ones?
No.
I was going to say, I'd take a picture of a diaper just for that.
They have colored diapers, though.
Oh, they do? Like,
yeah, because one of
their... Damn, I should have taken a picture of a blue diaper.
One of theirs was rainbow. So, one of their challenges was rainbow. So, everyone, like, stacked up their diapers, like a rainbow.
That's dumb. Like that. I don't get their challenge. It's stupid. I hate it already. I hate them and I hate it.
If you can participate in the Be Different photo challenge, please participate and bypass the diapers that you see.
Good grief.
Who knew it was out here and going crazy out here in East Street? I did open some diapers.
Some cloth diapers. Ooh, yikes.
Oh my God, I'm bullied online. I'm being bullied by parents.
Yikes, man. Yikes. Oh, man.
Oof. So what else is going on?
Well, it's the basketball playoffs right now.
Woohoo!
Okay, and as of right now, my team, the Miami Heat, blazing hot! Okay? We're up 3-1 for the Bulls. Game 4 is on Wednesday. We're recording this on Tuesday, so but hopefully by Friday, when you guys are listening to this, we will be the champions of that.
Can you feel
of that round two series? Can you feel the heat down in your soul?
Can you feel the heat down in your soul?
I feel it.
Yeah.
Miami Heat. You can't be beat. Oh, y'all don't know, okay?
I don't know.
Yes.
Clearly not.
They don't know. You know, and you guys are always clowning Heat fans, talking about some, there's no real Heat fans. Well, if you're looking for one, you found one right here. I am from Miami. You know, I know people, I always think it's kind of funny for people not to be a fan of the team of their hometown. I always find that kind of funny. It's just like, wow, why would you pick a team? Unless, no offense, unless you're from Connecticut, I can understand that because they don't have a pro basketball team.
Right.
So I can understand if you just picked another team to be a fan.
Rub it in, why don't you?
I'm going to rub it in.
Listen.
Because I was wondering who y'all rooted for football. The Patriots.
That, the Giants. It's always either like a Massachusetts team or a New York team pretty much. I never really heard no one cheering for the Jets. So I can't really say that. So a lot of people in Connecticut, they like the Red Sox or the Patriots or the Yankees or I don't want to say the Knicks. I never really, that's just me. So, I feel like most people are Celtics fans, honestly.
Okay, so boom. So for people like in Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island, I can understand those people picking a team that's, because they don't have one.
Shit, if the Whalers come back though.
Uh-oh.
I'm playing.
I'm going to get you a jersey. Big old hockey jersey looking like a big old sweater. Yes, but I am a devoted Heat fan. I have always been since 1988 when they came out, when we finally got a basketball team. Okay, so here you go. If you're looking for one, you found one right here. Now, my thing is, you know, my mom was a single parent, so she wasn't watching basketball or anything like that. But I liked sports and I had cousins who liked sports. And so I always found that it was better for me to know what they were talking about for me to understand it better. Like, even with football, I was in the band, and so we'd be sitting there for 2 hours watching boys run up and down the field. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? What does offsides mean? I don't get it. So I made sure I found out what it meant, and it became more enjoyable for me once I found out what all the terms meant, or not all the terms, but what most of the terms meant that they kept saying. And as far as like, you know, hash marks and a quarter, halftime, all these kind of things I need to know. I didn't know what they meant. And I just want to help out people. I mean, I'm sure most of the guys who listen to us know about the basketball terminology, but maybe some of you girls who do like to watch basketball and, you know, want to understand it better. Because, I mean, what is there really to understand about basketball? You take the ball, you put it into the basket, and you make some points. Boom. And that's all you really need to know. Right?
Mm, yeah. I mean,
the person who has the most points at the end of the game wins.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
4 quarters.
4 quarters. They're each 15 minutes, and there you go. What else is there that you need to know, right?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, there is some terminology. Like, in the paint. People don't even know what that means. Like, Waka Flocka made a song, I Go Hard in the Paint. People didn't know that it was a basketball reference.
Right.
But hard in the paint is the free throw area. That's where the painted area.
I'm the target audience for this. Right. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I just knew that he shook his dreads and...
in the paint.
Yeah. He went hard and that's what he said.
In the paint. In the paint. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's the painted area of the goal line, and that's where in the paint is. Of course, a hoop, you know what that is. That's where the basket is. Let's see, what else is there? Triple doubles. Have you ever heard of that? A triple double?
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Let's hear it.
A triple double is when you get like, I don't know. I thought I knew.
I felt like you knew.
I feel like you're being nervous.
Like,
I feel like it has something to do with like rebounds.
Yes.
And assists.
Yes. That's
and
part of it.
Points.
Yes.
That's.
And blocks.
Okay.
There's a fifth one: points, rebounds, and steals. Okay.
Okay.
So there are 5 different categories where you can get stats in, and that's points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. And so a triple double is when you get double points or double digits in at least three of those categories.
Oh, okay.
So you have to at least hit 10 in 3 of those categories for it to be a triple double.
Got it.
So if, you know, Kanye says it in one of his songs as well, triple double, no assists, but that's because he's stingy. So that's why he doesn't get any, he wouldn't do any assists. An and one.
What is that?
See? An and one is when a player is going to the basket to go for a point and he gets fouled. But he makes the point that he was going for and he got fouled, so he gets an and one.
Oh.
So he goes to the free throw line.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
See? Now you know. So now you can say it.
Wait a second. I don't want to sound so stupid.
Yeah.
Wasn't and one some sneakers?
Yes. Reeboks. And it's also like the street league of Reeboks. a street league basketball with all those hot sauce and all those different special name players. And I believe actually one of the guys, was it Rafer Austin, I think? He was in that league, in the N1 league, and then became pro. He became a pro basketball player.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is there? Downtown, that's one. And that's from when a person makes a basket from way far back from behind the goal or the three-point line. So they're really far away from that. That's downtown. Let's see. What else is there? Oh, I don't know if I could really explain the alley-oop.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay, so but you know what it is.
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows what an alley-oop is.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, those are hard to explain.
Like, so one person throws the ball and it hits the backboard and then another person dunks it in.
Boom! There you
that
go.
So hard.
Boom! Oh, yeah. Check you out. Woo-hoo. Knowing sports. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm a sports commentator next to Shaq and Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And what's the other one's name? Charles Barkley.
Yeah. I want to be next to Charles Barkley.
I like him. He'd be cracking me up. I don't be knowing half the things he be saying.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
He's from like Chattanooga, Tennessee.
But like his speech as he's gotten older has just gotten really slurred and blah, 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 blah. Like he just be mumbling. Do y'all know what he's saying over there?
No.
And Shaq just be, you know, he just be talking like.
He's such a big old waterhead.
He is. Just a big old tank head. Like, sir, what are you talking about? And then Magic Johnson just be going around in circles. I don't know how you guys watch these analytics. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. One person that they really like to listen to is Skip Bayless. And he hates LeBron. No matter if LeBron scored all the points for the Heat, he would still find something.
Why? Mean.
I don't know. He just hates him. I really don't know. I don't really follow Skip Bayless like that.
Did he play basketball?
I couldn't
those
tell you.
Those who can't do talk.
Oof.
Shit.
Oops. Maybe we should have a podcast.
Yikes. Hey, we can do. Damn it. Okay. We do a lot. So, I guess those were a couple of the terms that are used very frequently in basketball.
I know a little bit more now, so see? I'm glad. Yeah. I know what the paint is.
Yes.
And I
know... You know what an and one
an
is?
An and one is. Yeah. You know what that and one has been plaguing me for years.
There you go. So now, every time you see somebody tweet and one, or you can tweet it now yourself.
Yo, I could be like, yo!
And one!
I would be up... Yo, next game, I'm in there. I'm saying everything. Listen, I'm about to, right when we finish with this, I'm going to be right up on Google. Who's left in the playoffs? Shit. Who's taking it all?
Right. The Heat are, okay?
I'm going to be all up in it.
Boom.
You're going to see me tomorrow.
Boom.
Hashtag that.
But I really do like watching sports. It's actually so much better to watch them in person, though.
I love it, man. Oh wait, I learned a quick fact about how or why the shot clock was invented.
Let's hear about it.
It was invented like back in 1953. They were using they weren't using anything at all. So back when they were playing basketball, if, let's say, one team was winning, they could literally hold the ball for, like, 10 minutes if they wanted to. So no one was scoring another point. So it was getting so boring, people didn't want to watch anymore. Mm. And then I think there was one game, it was between the Lakers and, I forgot who they were playing, but I believe that the Lakers were winning. And they were winning by so much, and nothing was happening. People were, like, leaving the game. And at that point, they were showing the games on NBC or something like that, or they wanted to, and it was gonna stop the whole deal because no one was watching basketball.
Right.
And then they decided to make the shot clock for the, with the 24 seconds mm-hmm, on the 24 clock.
24 seconds. Check you out.
Yeah! Hey. I thought it was really, really interesting.
Fun fact!
Because now, you would never think, or you couldn't imagine basketball without it being on the TV, but who knows?
Yeah.
We might not have basketball at all.
Right. Without the shot clock.
Yeah.
So, I love basketball. I love sports. I do. I really like it. I'm no sports analyst. Do not ask me about anybody's stats because I don't follow all of that stuff. I really don't. I really just watch the game to watch the game. I couldn't tell you if somebody's game has improved or, well, I could tell you that. However, I couldn't tell you what plays they're running. I don't know. And sometimes I feel like, let me get on that. Sometimes I really don't like that about, Twitter, basically, because that's the social media site that I'm usually on a lot. And how, you know, a girl, you know, if she just wants to watch sports, just to watch sports, like, bruh, I don't work for ESPN. I don't need to know all this other stuff. That doesn't make me any less of a fan
right.
because I don't know stats or anything like that. Like, I go hard for my team. And, you know, when they lose, I'm hurt. When they win, I'm happy. But I don't need to know all the stats. I'm sorry if I don't know every single player who's, like, you know, sitting on the bench. I'm sorry if I don't know all their names.
Right.
I don't.
No one does.
Exactly.
That's why they're there.
Girl,
fillers.
Right.
Seat fillers.
Right. And, you know, I guess I'd take it to heart a lot because, I mean, it's said a lot that Miami Heat fans are not real fans of basketball. And for someone who is an actual fan, like, I'm just like, what are you talking about?
I see it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it.
I don't know. But then people aren't, a lot of people who live in Miami are not from Miami. Look at me. I don't live in Miami anymore.
True.
So... those people, of course, are not going to be loyal to a team that they're not, you know, they're not from there. They're not from there, so they're not going to be loyal to that team. And, again, and you know, the arena, I would never, not that I would never, but I would seldom go to that arena because it's in the hood. I'm good. I'll watch the game at home on my TV in the comfort and safetiness of my home because there's monsters out there in Overtown. I'm good. Ooh. Girl, them bums be out there. And the bums here are not... There's an abundant amount of bums here, but they are not as rude and friendly. Like, it's weird for me to say rude and friendly.
Yeah.
They're rude, but friendly in the sense where they will grab onto you or they'll come super close to you to kind of come and talk. Oh, the bums down there in Miami, they don't care.
That's all rude. What part is friendly?
Friendly saying that, feeling that they can come to you and come and grab on you. Bruh, I'm not your homie. You don't know me like that.
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Not with it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Don't. I don't.
You do.
When you probably haven't bathed since 1982.
What did you?
Yeah. Okay. Get out your hand sanitizer and start. It's disgusting. Anyway, but that was going off on a tangent. Sports are fun.
Sports are fun for everyone.
Yes. And we need to make more outings. As, you know what? Baseball is a boring sport to watch on TV. However, it is really exciting and riveting when you're sitting in the stands.
You know what my boss offered? Tickets to someone to go see the Yankees game. And no one wanted to go.
Damn.
Including myself. It was short notice. Like, I feel like you have to mentally prepare yourself for going
for baseball.
To the Bronx?
Yeah.
That's mad far. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, it's hella far.
So if I would have been able to prepare myself, I think that would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been.
But watching baseball, because I have watched baseball on TV, and it is a boring ass sport sometimes. Like, it's just every once in a while. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I have never seen me personally, like, really in the baseball game, them score over 9 points. And that's on a good game.
Right.
Maybe. 9 points? What?
But them 9 points are hard to get.
Maybe. Depending on the pitcher. Like, they have so much to do. Like, oh, we have the opener, we got the closer, we got the saver.
My favorite part about baseball games is the seventh inning stretch. I love to do that.
What's that?
At the beginning of the seventh inning, you get up to stretch because the goddamn games are so long and boring.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's
and everybody, funny. The seventh inning, everybody gets up and they're stretching.
Oh my gosh.
And like, seriously.
Y'all did that 3 innings ago. Right.
We need to stretch every 3 innings.
And that's the thing about the innings, because there's no time limit for the innings.
Yes. It's just
three outs. Who chose 9? I'm looking that up now. Who chose nine?
So we want to know if our listeners, if your team is in the playoffs and how they're doing.
We know you Lakers fans aren't, so don't bother.
Don't even bother. We don't want to hear nothing about it.
Are OKC still in it? Are they?
They are.
All right, my little peas, we still can win.
Mm-hmm. They are. Right now, well, I'm not really following the Knicks and Pacers series, so.
They lost.
They lost tonight?
I don't know.
It was looking like they did. This is, again, guys, this is Tuesday, so. I don't know. I don't really follow anybody else's team like that until they play my team. good luck to the Knicks, I guess, and good luck to the Pacers. Since I'm in New York, I guess. I don't know. I'm not rooting for you guys. Sorry.
They lost.
Oh. What's the series?
93-82.
So what's the record for the series right now?
3-1.
Well, damn. Mm-hmm.
Look at this picture, though. Everyone's like, oh.
I was like, oh. Ah, that picture was awful. Ooh, child.
These two standing off. I'm like, so funny.
All right.
Thanks, Bleacher Report.
So, as of Tuesday, the Knicks are
3-1,
and they're down in the series. Boo. I thought they were going to bring
it. Yo, it's like 1990 whatever all over again, huh? Or Reggie Miller. Yo, last week was the day that he scored, I want to say it was like 9 points in 8 seconds.
Wow.
Against the Knicks in their playoff series.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that why they hate Reggie Miller so much?
Yes, that is why they hate Reggie Miller so much.
They hate him.
Yes, they do, and they don't like to talk about that series. They happened in 95, I believe.
They really don't. They hate Reggie Miller and they hate Michael Jordan.
That was one of the whatchamacallits. One of the 30 for 30s, Reggie Miller.
Mm.
Of that series.
Of that series?
Mm-hmm. That particular series was a 30 for 30.
Mm. Wow. Well, we hope you enjoyed sports chat.
This repeats itself. Sorry.
We hope you enjoyed sports chat on catnaps and cognac.
I did.
I'm sure you did. So did I. You know, we always love to learn, to give people, new facts and new things to learn, but I'm sure most of our listeners knew about all this other stuff.
Yeah, they like sports.
Yeah. most of our listeners like sports, especially the girls. Shout out to our female listeners who like sports. Shout out to y'all. You guys inspire me because they know about a lot about stats. They do. I don't know. I just be reading what y'all say. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Who's winning? Right. Who's winning? No.
No.
It's tied. It's overtime.
Cool. Triple overtime.
We'll cool. be here. Let me change the right quick. What's going on in Housewives, man?
Oh. Last night.
No, I'm just saying, no, like,
but,
that's what I was
but
saying.
But I did that last night. No, last night was, it was already a slaughterhouse by 8 o'clock. The game started at 7. It was already a slaughterhouse. So I was like, I'm watching Love and Hip Hop.
Damn.
That's, I already knew we were going to win. Mm-hmm. So I was just flipping through, and that's how I was able to watch Love and Hip Hop, excuse me. But moving on, we have a fun game that we would like to play.
Yeah.
So, we have our contestant, and our contestant of the day is A.B. Perkins! Yay! Say hi.
Hi. You remember her. She has her Kangles.
Kangles!
Right after Scangles.
We have another person in the studio with us. His name is D, but he doesn't want to talk.
We're not saying your name. You're just D.
What up?
Thank you.
Dakota talks for him.
Dakota.
D's for Dakota.
We're not friends. D is for Dakota. Can you speak?
Exactly.
Speak. There you go. Good girl. All right. That's my puppy, everybody. She's here with us hanging out. Anywho, so we have a fun game, and the game is called the Demonym Game. They're trying to figure out what we're doing over here. And the game is called the Demonym Game. Do you know what a demonym is?
No.
Okay, basically, so a demonym is what you would call some, like, the nickname that you give people from where they're from. Like, I'm from Florida, so I'm a Floridian. So that's a demonym. So now we are going to give you names of places, and then you have to tell us what the name of the people are that are from those places.
Okay. And pretty easy, right?
It's very easy.
Are you excited? You should know world
right?
traveler.
Right? Yeah, world traveler.
I went to, you know,
all right.
Istanbul 17 times.
What are people from Istanbul?
When I was 17 months.
I don't know.
People from Istanbul? Sleep?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you better figure it out. You better figure it out. Do you know what people from Istanbul are called?
Turkish people. Istanbulian.
Oh, Istanbul. Let's see if you're right. It's not on the list.
Turkish people.
Oh, well, fine.
That's not a real question.
It's Turkish people, so I mean.
Or is this a warm up?
That was a warm up.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm like, I can't
play this game.
It's the first one. No.
All right. Are you an
ass? I'm going to keep score.
Oh, you're going to keep score. All right. Okay. Y'all ready?
Yeah. So is it like buzzer style or. Do I get one? He gets one? How's it gonna go? Whoever shouts out first?
I think we should go you. It's just like...
Okay. Back and forth. And then if you don't get it right, then the question goes to him and vice versa. All right. What are people from Argentina called?
Argentinians.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. And they're also called Argentines.
Okay.
Yes, that's another one. All right.
You nervous?
You nervous?
Easy shit.
Oh, okay. Okay. You knew it.
Well, you
okay.
Get yours too. It's
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah. Ooh, I gotta save that one for later. I'm not gonna do that one now because that's a pretty hard one. All right. Here, since that one was so easy. What are people from, let's see, Guyana called?
Guyanese people.
Okay.
It's a point for each.
All right. Let's see. Right now. This is a country. You ready, Amber? This is for you.
Okay.
What are people from St. Kitts and Nevis called?
What St. Kitts and
Nevis?
Do you know?
Well, it's not for him to know.
I know, but...
Well, if she doesn't know, then he has to...
Right.
I feel like they're like... Minions?
Oh. I put in...
We're gonna count down.
5, 4, 3, 2. You can steal it.
You can steal it, and you get 2 points if you steal it.
Oh, shoot.
It's, oh, yeah.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal.
Champions. What's the other one?
Nevis. St. Kitts and Nevis.
Nevis.
All right, now that you guys got it right.
Yes!
Boo.
Okay. God is good.
People from St. Kitts and Nevis, people from St. Kitts are called Kittitian, and people from Nevis are called Nevisian. Yes. Okay. I never knew that. I met somebody from St. Kitts, and he told me that. I was like, what do people call you guys? I'm Kittitian.
Because I'm tight.
You want to ask one?
Disrespectful. All right, shall we go with the state this time?
Yeah, let's go with the state.
Let's see. What are people from?
And this is D's question.
D, Utah called.
Crackers.
FCC, please.
Utah?
Yeah,
where
yeah,
is Utah?
Yeah, there we go.
Shit, that's a big Mormon state, so...
Mormons.
They are. Mormons.
They're called Mormons?
They're called Mormons. Yeah. AB, do you want to steal?
Do you want to steal?
I don't have the answer. It's just called Utah.
Utah? Mm-hmm.
They're Utahns.
I was going to call them Utah.
Sounds like a planet.
Okay, here's one for you, Amber. So, what are people from New Hampshire called?
New Hampshirean.
No. You want to steal?
You guys are boring.
Right.
Oh, because you don't know?
Yeah. Because you guys don't know. All right. Well, people from New Hampshire are called New Hampshireites.
Just like you're a Brooklynite.
Oh,
just like you're a Bronxite.
No matter what.
I
don't even sound right. New Hampshire.
Is that what people from Bronx are called?
I don't know.
Where are you from? Queens? From Queens called
Dirty.
Queenians?
Ah, Dirty! To call Dirty.
Oh,
what the hell?
Yikes! That was for you, AB.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody's getting punched.
Yikes!
And she said it about Queens, by the way. I just want to make that clear. That was about Queens. Not the Bronx. Queens. Dirty. Yes.
Ooh. What are people from, this is for D, what are people from Uzbekistan called?
What?
You been there.
You don't call them moguls?
I feel like this is Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Uzbeks.
You said Uzbeks?
Yeah.
Hey, well, you got it right.
You got it!
Yay!
Two points for D.
All right.
How? You didn't steal that from me.
That's the Genghis
Khan. No, he has 2 points altogether.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. I'll keep the score.
There you go. Uzbek. It's either Uzbek or Uzbekistani.
Yeah.
Okay. The moguls.
We had to go through.
Genghis Khan. Violated all of
them. Thanks for the
Thanks,
right. Just thank
say,
you.
Just say what
she said the words right out of my mouth. Like, he was saying a whole bunch of nothing.
A whole bunch of Google Maps.
Right.
Like, out of here. This Wikipedia
this is on Google Maps.
Oh, he want to be smart.
You sound like
okay.
A Wikipedia entry. Uzbekistan, also known as
and right at the top, it says orange. This still needs to be verified.
Oh, all right.
You think you better
than me?
AB.
Yes,
this one's for you.
What do you call New York?
Wait.
I gotta come up. I can't.
No.
Okay, what are people from Jordan called?
Oh, that's a good one.
Jordanians?
Say it again?
Jordanians?
I feel like I should give you a half point.
Why?
She said Jordanians. It's Jordanians.
Why did you say it? I should have stolen the Jordanians.
You know what?
Close, but you get it.
You know what? In Jeopardy, they don't care how you pronounce it right, just as long as you...
All right. Alex Trebek would have got... You got the point. Ding, 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 ding. All right.
What is ill for me?
Didn't we already establish that God said, thou shalt not steal? Isn't that what we already established?
That's in our religion.
All right. We're going to go back to the States now. All right. Ooh. You want to pick one, Ari?
Let's go with...
I was about to call people from Jordans, but...
Wow. What are people from Connecticut called?
That's his question.
Yeah. What are people from Connecticut called?
Small.
You know what? I'm ready to Evelyn Lozada you right now and throw this whole drink in your face. We're not slow, by the way. We're very educated people.
What are y'all, fast?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. What are we called? What are we called? I ask the questions around here. Nope. Not the whole state.
What are people from the whole state of Connecticut called? You got 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Those are some facts.
AB, do you want to steal?
I've never known what people from Connecticut are called.
Don't say the Huskies. No! I don't know what you say, it's a retarded
Connecticutans? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. You guessed.
Yeah.
Connecticuter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but an unofficial one was nutmegger. I would have guessed that.
Nutmegger.
No, that's you guys unofficial.
Do they grow a lot of nutmeg there?
It's nutmeg theme.
Oh, I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
We'll all right, so we got a couple more questions. All this one is for D.
Yeah, this one's for D, and we're gonna stay into the States.
Is it? No, he got Connecticut.
Right, it's your turn.
Oh,
it's
you
turn.
Right?
Okay,
yeah.
You right? Wow. Hey. Oh my God! Wait, since we already did Florida. An unofficial name for Florida is Cracker.
And what about Georgia?
And Georgia's Cracker. Why are we Crackers?
Damn shame.
Well.
What did we ask him? He said Cracker earlier.
Who's a scallywag?
He said that about Utah.
Utah. Oh, they're not Crackers in Utah. Anyway. What do you call someone from Idaho, D?
Smack.
I mean, my bad, Amber.
He had that one. But... Idaho's. No, not Idaho's.
Not quite.
Idaho again?
No. You guessed twice. And both of them are wrong.
All right. So D for the steal.
You can steal it.
You can steal. You have no idea? They're Idahoan. People from Idaho.
Idahoan,
Utahoan. No? Aww. All right. Let's see. We're still going to stay in the States. Oh, here's a good one because I never do this one. What is someone from Kentucky called?
Kentuckian.
Perfect.
You got it.
All right. Boom.
All right. So now the score is 3-2.
Ooh. Should we do a lightning round?
I think we should.
All right.
This will be the last question. Well, we have two more questions.
See,
we'll see if you can get this one.
Yes.
AV.
And AV, if you can get this one.
If you can tie it.
All right. So
right now you the next.
So you the next. So desert thirsty.
desert thirsty. All right, we're gonna stay in the States. All right, what is someone from? You know what? No. Well, should I save that one for the lightning round?
That's no. Easy.
Okay. So what is someone from Wisconsin called?
Cheese.
West.
I've heard this one before.
Wisconsin.
I don't know what you say.
We'll give it to her.
Okay.
Because it's there. However, that's one of the...
It's like an unofficial
spot. Unofficial one. The official one is Wisconsinite. A Wisconsinite.
All right. So this one is for the tiebreaker. That's the last question.
All right. So which one?
Oh, man. We're tied. This is
3-3.
This is a tiebreaker. Y'all ready?
All right.
Ooh, this is a tiebreaker. Something hard. That's what she said. So for this one, basically the first person who knows it needs to shout it out.
Yeah.
So for the tiebreaker, the first person who yells it out wins. Y'all ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Okay. All so right. We know. Should we have them raise their hand real quick?
Yes.
Or should they just yell it out?
Just yell.
Okay.
So I'm not looking. All right. What are people from Yemen called?
Yemenites.
Damn.
You got it right.
Well, check you out.
You won.
Yeah. Mr. World Traveler.
You won.
You won.
You win a strawberry Rita.
Yay.
We're both winners. This is his first time with us, you guys.
Yes.
And
we're turning him out.
Oh, that's what everybody said.
Hey, he doesn't normally drink it.
We're watching Moesha in the background.
Everybody say Moesha. All right.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, D.
Round of applause.
Yes.
Say Bravo. Hello to everyone. You won.
Yeah, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hey, people.
All right.
Yay.
Yay.
Congratulations.
All right.
Do you want your strawberry Rita right now?
Yeah, do you want your strawberry Rita now? Okay.
I'm not
okay.
Because
he's not going
to
drink it.
He's not going to drink it. That's why I said we're both winners. I sound bitter. I'm a little bitter.
Well, in celebration of our fun game, it is now cocktail time.
Yes, guys.
Yeah, it's cocktail time, and we've made a fun drink, and it's called the Bon Voyage.
For all those countries that you go to.
Yes, and different states, and all that traveling that you guys are
shout
doing.
Shout out to Amber. She just got back from Ghana.
Yeah, so shout out to her.
Roofs will be raised.
Yes.
What's your favorite word that you learned while you were in Ghana?
Tanase.
What does that mean?
Sit down.
Sit down!
What did you do when you were in Ghana? Quick.
I was volunteer teaching in an orphanage, teaching art to the kids.
To the children.
Yeah, to the children. Loves the kids. I got to just see a lot of cool and dope things. And I didn't know how to say I love it, but I think I kind of got it. It's Doe Woo or something like that.
That was sung if it means I hate you.
Right?
That was sung if it means I hate you.
Right? No,
I'm going to need you to learn that for real.
No.
Google Translate.
I remember it, but I forgot it at this point in time. But Tanase is what I said the most.
Tanase.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Very
much.
Miss
you guys, too.
And I'm glad that you had such a great time.
Yes.
So am I.
So, what's in the Bon Voyage?
In the Bon Voyage, it's going to be a quarter cup of agave nectar, half a cup of water, 3/4 cups of thinly sliced sorrel leaves. Yes, sorrel. The Jamaicans, they love it.
Woo!
And 4 limes quartered plus 4 thin rounds for garnish. And then you're going to need 40 ounces of seltzer chilled. And what you're going to do is combine the agave nectar and the water in a small saucepan.
Like a simple syrup.
Yeah, you're going to make a simple syrup. And then Bring it to a simmer over the medium heat, stirring, and then let the syrup cool completely. Then once you do that, you transfer that to a blender and puree it with the sorrel leaves until it's smooth, and then you pour the syrup through a fine sieve into a bowl and discard the solids.
Or a strainer.
A strainer, basically. That's just fancy talk. Then what you're going to do is squeeze the lime quarters into a large pitcher, add the quarters to the pitcher. That's really for decoration. I mean, it adds flavor, but it's also visually appealing. And then gently smash with the back of a wooden spoon to release the oils that are in the rind. And then add the sorrel syrup and the seltzer. Boom. Serve that over ice, and you have a delicious drink. The Bon Voyage. So, thank you for listening. We had a really fun time.
On episode 20.
Yeah, episode 20 of Catnaps and Cognac. Thank you to A.V. Perkins and to D for playing the game. Yes,
congratulations.
Are you gonna come back and visit us sometime? Oh, yay!
You can even download us on iTunes.
Yes, we're on iTunes.
Cody.
We're on iTunes. Oh, Cody, which is Dakota, and Ariel are having a fight right now.
We used to be best friends. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they're not best
friends
right now.
So I'm not friends with them anymore.
You can find us on iTunes. We're also on Facebook, www.facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. You can find us on Twitter, catnaps, the letter N, cognac, and... Where can we find you, Ari?
At Ariel Shree.
Perfect. And you can find me, Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz.
Don't forget about the challenge.
Yes. Don't forget about the photo challenge. So make sure you guys are participating, even though the diaper people are probably going to be mad. But
reclaim our hashtag.
So we will see you next week.
Adios.
Bye.